Families of young men who spent time in the Hawke's Bay Regional Prison Youth Unit are devastated it could be adapted for quarantine. The Department of Corrections is considering using the youth units in Christchurch and Hastings for prisoners with COVID-19. It sparked outrage from families and specialists. Katie Doyle reports.
Like a family away from family. That's how Silvana describes the Hawke's Bay Regional Prison Youth Unit. Her son recently spent time there, arriving in December last year.
It's sad when your child goes to prison, but it's great to hear that he's looked after and there's people that you know their names and their positions that you can hold responsible for things.
Birthdays were celebrated, families could keep in regular contact, and the head of the unit was a father figure. Silvana is shocked Corrections is considering adapting the Hawke's Bay and Christchurch youth units to care for COVID cases. She believes they are hugely important.
It will be crucial for these kids to kind of have this wraparound family, away from family thing, have good role models that they look up to, have this same age sort of brothers.
So does the grandmother of another teenager who spent time in the Hawke's Bay unit.
I think it's an appalling loss for our youth. I think it's a dreadful mistake.
Since leaving, her grandson has stayed out of trouble and is getting his life back on track. And that includes dealing with his addiction.
He formed positive relationships with the guards and the other youth in there. He got NCEA credits, did his schoolwork and did it well. It was enormously positive.
Dr. Valerie McGinn is a clinical neuropsychologist who works with young offenders and specialises in fetal alcohol spectrum disorder. She says youth units are the worst possible part of a prison system to repurpose. Youth prisoners need to be kept away from adult inmates and held in a place where staff understand their developmental needs.
I think if those facilities aren't available and young people, especially those with neurodisability who are many, many years immature, are placed in mainstream prison, you're literally putting them on a conveyor belt into the adult criminal justice system.
Corrections Chief Custodial Officer Neil Beale says no final decisions have been made. He understands the reaction but says Corrections has to deal with the threat of COVID-19, which it's managed well so far.
I look at what's happening in prisons around the world and it's absolutely horrifying. You know, we are seeing deaths of prisoners, we're seeing deaths of staff in the States, in Europe, in the UK.
Neil Beale says there are a variety of factors to consider when picking a unit for quarantine, including ventilation and proximity to hospital. He says the youth units fit the bill, but they are not the only ones being considered at the moment.